something fell through and he was going to have to move back to Alabama after waking all that trip up there. So somehow, some way, someone told him, so you get in touch with the person more, the black man and the education body. He has his degrees and everything, and he has a pull with the city. Say, baby, he can't. Well, that happened to be my son-in-law, Dr. Hudson. And he went to him and talked to him, and he said, you said you from Alabama? He said, yes, yeah, Lawrence, Alabama. He said, do you know when folks down in Alabama name of he said, yeah, I know brother, he didn't work at Rogers. He said, that right? He said, yeah. Said, well, all right. My wife's a said, that's her dad. Said, no, said, yeah. Well, I declare, for one word, none, he said, you go to my daughter. She's an educating department, and I believe she can help. I mean, my wife. And he sent him to Dot, my daughter. And Dot gave him and his wife both a job. And yes, that was now. Both of them in the same school.
Well, ain't that one?
And when I heard that, I was uplifted because I was hoping somebody, my family, willing to help people as far as a drop down or something like that. Mm-hmm. And nothing I can do, but I have no education, but I'm always willing to help people.
Well, that's yeah. Why not.
And I just want to get that over to you now. Just, brother, Church of Christ News, maybe he's up there in that school. He and his wife teaching in the same school, just through Dot trying to help him, because he's sick to move back to Alabama.
Well,
I think that's a blessing.
It sure is. More. And that's the reason I'm in teaching is I think maybe I could help someone.
Right, right, you can. Now, he'll no doubt get his master's right there because, mm-hmm. You know, the big universe and all those schools right there, he can go. Mm-hmm. Just like a little town we lived in once. In Depression, I left home, went to Oberlin, Ohio. And a friend of mine up the street said, something good in you, but you haven't completed your education. Though you know your way around, said, I'll watch you. And he said at my home till 11 o'clock one night in Oberlin, Ohio, a college on the left corner up there. You heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, if you go up here to this college, you have a wife, which I had a wife and one child. He says, you can increase your education and go on up and then make enough to take care of your child. And if you do. And he said that at 11 o'clock, but I was working with the mayor from Cable Conduct, come making pretty good money. And I have a mind on making money, just like that kid there. And that's what kept me from getting my education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the person came on, we came back home.
And when you've got children, you're always thinking, I better make what I can because I want them to go further than I did.
Right, right.
That's why I think.
I'm going to come here now because you know how it is with me. I just start talking. We're working on the business because I know your, so to speak, is limited and you want to go and make your round and everything. So we'll get started when you get.
Okay. Well, first thing I want you to count to 15.
All right. Ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
All right, what comes after 19?
20.
And after 26?
27.
And after 29?
30.
And 39?
40.
And 69?
7.
And 99?
100.
999. 1,000. And 900,000.
1,000,000.
Right. Good. All right. I got a little girl that's fixing to start school next year. What grade will she be in?
Next year?
Uh-huh.
She just fixed to start. She'll be starting at the evening, the primary or first.
All right.
Primary.
Now, what will she be in the next year?
First grade.
First and then after
second.
Grade. All right. The next.
Third.
And the next.
Fourth. Fifth. Sixth. 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, that's fine. All right, if something is two times as good as something else, it's what's another word for it? If I say, I like apples two times as good as I do oranges, that'll be how many times as good?
The